It's interesting, Mark, that Rob Manfred, the commissioner for the MLB, was in Milwaukee this week, and he's saying that if we don't get those improvements done to AmFam Field over the next couple of years, there's a possibility the Brewers would leave Milwaukee. Now, are they bringing in the heavy hitters here to tell the city, you better get this done?
He kind of said that, but he wouldn't go quite as far as saying that. He was walking a thin line. How about that? Let's say that. So it's interesting in that he was here. He's going around to all the baseball stadiums right now to tour them and obviously take a look at what's going on. He was in Milwaukee this week. He met with the Brewers. He met with some state leaders. Talked about this project. He expressed a lot of confidence it'll get done. But it was interesting to hear him talk because he talked a lot about the lease and a lot about how it has to happen under the lease. That's something you and I have talked about. They have a lease with the team, the state does, and the lease requires certain things. And one of them is the upkeep of the stadium. So they clearly are playing on that sentiment in terms of you guys need to make this happen. The problem is, as you know, that's hard for the average individual to understand. What they understand is that it's money that's going to these millionaires who play a sport. So this is a hard sell, and I think his job was to try and help this thing along, and I think people feel it's going to get done. It's just, how is it going to get done? At the same time this week, Libby, I don't know if you saw, but the county board voted unanimously not to be involved in this project, not to put any money into the project, because one of the things we've heard from up in Madison is that the county and the city should be involved if the state's involved. So that was another wrench thrown into this. This is a lot of political things that are going on here, people trying to see how this can get done. It'll be interesting to see after we get through the state budget and this issue comes up front and center, how it gets done. I still feel pretty confident that it will get done. It's just, I'm not sure how, and it probably will be nowhere near the number that was originally asked. It's just, you know, kind of, what did I tell you last time? You don't want to watch how the sausage is made in Madison, right? Because it gets ugly sometimes.
But I'm wondering, I think AmFam is beautiful the way it is. What do they need to improve?
It's mostly maintenance and upkeep. You saw earlier this week, they approved new money for an upgraded scoreboard. A couple years ago, they installed new seats. You have to work on the roof. Remember, that roof is pretty labor-intensive. So it's just mostly upkeep and maintenance. They haven't really talked about new things in the stadium or expansion of the stadium like that. It's more maintenance and upkeep to ensure that it stays at the level. I agree with you. I think it's pretty nice. I think it's a great place to watch a game. I think it's in pretty good shape. Think back to 2014 and 15 when you were in the Bradley Center. You knew the Bradley Center was in pretty rough shape. You could just tell just by walking around. I don't have that feel out of it out there. I just think it's a great place. So I think that's another thing that's hard to sell. Understanding it's not a new stadium. It's not a renovation of the stadium. It's upgrading and maintaining the stadium.
All right. The other big news of the week, the NFL draft is coming to Green Bay. But what's it going to mean for Milwaukee and this part of the state?
What a huge story. You never thought you'd say that out loud, did you? They're going to hold the NFL draft in Green Bay in April. Hopefully it'll be sunny. Hopefully there will be no snow on the ground.
It's Green Bay in April.
Exactly. But this is a cool story because I think the one thing that's been lost in this whole hoopla of this, and it's a great story, $94 million economic impact, but only 20 of that is up in Green Bay. So that means Appleton, Oshkosh, and Sheboygan, and Menasha. But it's going to also be down in Milwaukee because think about the Ryder Cup in 2021. Where did a lot of those people stay? They stay right downtown here. They stay at the Pfister. They stay at the Hyatt. They stay at the Hilton. They stay at the Loft. They stayed in Milwaukee. They flew into Milwaukee and they used our airport. They spent money at our restaurants. They spent money at our retailers. The same thing's going to happen here. What they're talking about is almost 300,000 people at this event. That's three times how many people live in Green Bay. So they aren't staying there unless they're outside on cots on Oneida Boulevard. That's the only thing I can think of them. So otherwise, they're going to be staying all over the state, spending money all over the state, and just a great commercial for Wisconsin. If this goes right, and everybody thinks it will, because it'll be around Lambeau Field. So this is a cool thing, but I think it's important that people think about this is not only a Green Bay event. This is a statewide event. And one thing I thought about earlier this week that I think is kind of cool to think about the 24 and 25 we're going to have. 2024, we're going to have the RNC in Milwaukee in July. 2025, early in February, we're going to have the NBA All-Star game here. We hope that's not been announced, but they have applied for that game, for the 2025 NBA All-Star game. Then we'd have the NFL draft here in April of 2025. That'd be a pretty cool 6 to 8 months, wouldn't it?
And you're talking about that convention next summer, but there was kind of a surprise when the RNC host committee announced that Milwaukee philanthropist Ted Kellner is going to take over for U.S. Ambassador Steve King. Why the change, and how is that going to affect raising money?
I think Steve really wanted to spend more time at home. He really didn't live here. He was working on his project. But for people who know the new guy taking over, Ted Kellner, we all know him. We all know how important he is in this community, how hard he works, and how much money he gives. To have him in charge of this, I think, is great for the effort. I think he's going to be able to open a lot of doors. He's going to be able to twist a lot of arms. He's going to be able to really work this thing to make sure it's a high-quality, impactful event, which is important because while this event is key to the city in terms of economics, but it's also important to spreading that money around, to making sure that a graphics firm makes money for this, to make sure that a restaurant makes money from this, to make sure that the hotels make money, to make sure this has economic impact throughout the region. And I think he's going to do that. Nice to see somebody who everybody knows running this effort.
Finally, Mark, story I think that a lot of people are concerned about, and that's Master Lock saying they're going to close their manufacturing plant here in Milwaukee. It's going to affect a lot of people. Why are they moving?
This is about efficiency, they're saying. This is about trying to ensure they are making the right call for the company as a whole. But a lot of shock here, a lot of anger right now from the workers, from the mayor's office, from others. This plant has a long history in Milwaukee, years and years in that location, Third and Center. Well-known plant. It was visited by then President Obama. I think it was 2012 or 2013. He was there to kind of talk about the reshoring of jobs and how that plant was operating with more people and more jobs there. And just really a great show. And that's also a thing I've talked about this week. It's a well-known brand of Milwaukee. If you think about what we're known for, what are we known for, Libby? We're known for Harley. When you travel around the world and you say that we're from Milwaukee, everyone says Harley. And they say Master Lock. Master Lock's a well-known brand. So the fewer of those well-known things that are made here, I think hurts the city. The job thing to me is also very tough because you have now over 300 workers who are going to out of jobs, who now have to start to look for other jobs. And there are fewer jobs in Milwaukee. A lot of the open jobs, as I've talked about in this program, are in the suburbs. They're in Heartland, they're in Hartford, they're in Slinger, they're out in Waukesha County. And it's harder for individuals who live in Milwaukee who don't have cars to access all those jobs. So we have to make sure that there are individuals working on the issues to assure that all these workers have opportunities. They clearly work for a great company. They had good jobs. We hope that will continue in the future.
Well, thanks so much, Mark. And of course, as we look back this weekend, it is Memorial Day. And I know you appreciate, as we all do, what all of those men and women who have served this country have done for us.
It is an amazing thing, something we can't forget. One of the things I love in Milwaukee is the honor flight. And I know that you watched that, how important it is to honor the people who allow us to live the life we live.
Mark Cass, always a pleasure.
Always good to talk to you, Libby, and I'll talk to you next week.